Welcome to a Record Roulette bonus episode. My name is Eamon O'Flynn. I'm joined by Nathan Smith and our guest from our last full episode, Gia Mora. Gia is an actress, among many, many, many other things, and there's a new Timothy Chalamet-led biopic of Bob Dylan on the way. This seems like the perfect excuse for some sort of music in film question. So here it is. What is your favorite, and thus the best, musical performance in film? Nathan.
Musical performance. I guess this question is open to interpretation. So I sort of took it to mean like, what's the best music biopic? And I am looking very much forward to the Bob Dylan biopic. I'm looking forward to the four Beatles biopics that are coming out in a couple of years that they just announced. But I just find that I'm generally sort of disappointed with musical biopics in general. Like I don't know, maybe they're difficult stories to tell over the course of 2 to 2.5 hours. So I was trying to look back on ones that I could say, this is my favorite. And there's some that come close. Like I liked Love and Mercy a lot, the Brian Wilson story that came out, but there's still parts of it, because I like Brian Wilson so much, parts of it kind of left me wanting more. I'm like, yeah, it's a bit of a stretch. And that's the nature of movie making anyway. But, and you know, Ray movie from several years ago is good too. But like, so I don't have any that I love. So I had to go with what would be, I guess, my guilty pleasure for biopics, which is La Bamba from the late 80s, the Richie Valens story. It's on TV like every 30 minutes for people that still have cable. I've just seen that movie sort of unintentionally. I don't think in my life I've ever set out to watch it. I've just happened to see it probably dozens of times over the course of my life. And I mean, it's decent. I mean, I wouldn't call it a masterpiece by any stretch, but it's unintentionally funny in a lot of places. It tells an interesting story. The story itself sort of is easy to tell, I think, and especially because his life was so short, it's probably lends itself more to an hour and a half or 2 hour long movie. But it's just always the end scene that I don't think was meant to be comedic, but where the brother is standing on the hill screaming Richie sort of in agony. It just sort of always seemed a bit overwrought to me. It's sort of comedic capper to the film. So I would go with La Bamba by, I can't even say who it's by, but based on the life of Richie Valens by a talented director and a great cast.
All right. Okay. Gia, what is your favorite musical performance in film? And I do realize that this question, after 3 years, you think I'd get better at writing questions, but I have not. Could be a biopic. Could be you're just like, this person knocked me out when I was watching a musical. Whatever you want.
So you'd think that I would pick a movie musical for all my years of doing musical theater, but I have to say, when Nathan said the Beatles, I was like, oh, is he gonna say mine? Hard Day's Night is mine.
Ooh.
Because Ooh. It's so natural. Like, it makes sense. All the music makes a lot of sense in it. Compare that to any of the other Beatles movies where it's just like wacky town, right? Like Help, Magical Mystery Tour, even Let It Be. Like, that's, they're not meant to be movies, but Richard Lester wrote a movie about the mania of the Beatles, and the Beatles happened to star in that movie. And that's what I think. It's so meta and it's so beautiful. It's beautifully shot. It's wickedly funny. You get to see them actually, you know, playing with each other, which I think is why we love the Beatles, is because there were these four guys, four guys in a band. And, you know, like that's
really good.
Thank you. I've spent a lot of time working on John Lennon. I wish I could go back and like be a part of that, like the scene where John Lennon's in the bathtub and he's playing with the boats and Paul with his grandpa. I mean, the whole storyline, but they all feel genuine to those characters. And for non-actors, like, they really do a great job, because a lot of times you put these musicians in and they can't do it. Now, there are some, like, I went to a taping once with Miley Cyrus, who is guest starring on 3 and a Half Men. And that young woman wiped the floor with everybody else on that set. You can say whatever you want about her music. That woman is talented and she works hard. She never missed a cue. She never missed a line. She never did this. And like, and just, I don't know why that was so important for me to tell you right now, but like the idea that like you can take her and put her in anything, but you can't take everybody and put her in anything. And like the Beatles somehow, it works. It just really works.
All right. I'm going to give a couple of just quick shout outs. One of them is the first musical that I ever remember watching, which my mom was a big fan of. We watched a lot of, which is Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Fantastic. The first thing that came to mind when I wrote this question, which is Moulin Rouge, which I think is just incredible. But the one that I'm actually picking seems like I'm joking, but I'm not. I'm not actually joking. And that is John C. Reilly in Walk Hard. Because Walk Hard, I'm trying to remember who I heard say something along these lines, but they said Walk Hard basically ruined musical biopics by showing how much of a kind of standard, this is the steps you have to take in order to make it. It came out so close to the Johnny Cash one with Joaquin Phoenix, Walk the Line. And I remember when I heard about it, I thought, this is not in good taste. It felt like it was not going to be, but he is just so damn good in that he has to perform in many ways like Spinal Tap does, where they perform themselves early in their careers and then slowly you see the progression of their music. He does that too, but he has to do, this is my Bob Dylan phase, this is now my Johnny Cash phase, and eventually gets to a Brian Wilson doing crazy stuff and having like goat sounds happening and stuff. But it has to work, and it only works because John C. Reilly is so good. Because his voice, though a very unique voice, very unique sounding voice, just can do it. He can just perform it and he can pull it off. And so I was listening to Weezer recently. I was also listening to Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox Story soundtrack, which I would highly recommend to anyone, because it is, if you think about it just purely on as music and just say, this is music that someone put out, it's incredible. It's really incredible that this is something that someone created specifically for a movie, and it's so well done. So there's my pick, John C. Reilly, Walk Hard. That's all for today. Check out Record Roulette on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RR Music Pod. Rate and review this podcast wherever you can. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite show. Or listen for free at recordroulettepodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thank you for listening to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.